855-325-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
You're going somewhere else, and you weren't thinking about it, but you turned down the street where you always go. And when you get there, you say, wait a minute, I wasn't even coming here. You ever done that? All of us have. I've been coming to church. I was going somewhere else. I pull up to the church and say, wait a minute, there ain't no church tonight. What am I coming here for? I'm thinking church, the car new church. But that subconscious. Come on, tell somebody there's a shift. See, that was the subconscious working. That was the automatic response to something without me thinking. Well, see, something's getting ready to take over. Instead of fear automatically taking over, instead of doubt automatically shaking your life, something else is going to start taking over. God has worked it in you already. And what he's worked in you is going to start coming out of you. Come on. In other words, faith is going to rise up. When something comes at you, instead of you backing off, faith is going to rise up in you. How dare you? The devil is a lie. Come on, that might not be your personality, but that's going to be you. Because God says, now is your time. I'm beginning a new era. Something else is taking over. I'm getting my bride ready for the wedding feast, for the wedding. Hello. He's coming back for a bride without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, without any such thing. So God, I see some of y'all on the ironing board of God. This one need a little steam. Ironing out the wrinkles. Come on, I see him ironing you out. The first thing I want to give to you that he's going to do, there's going to be an exercise of authority over every adversary. Come on, say new era.
New era.
Now this in this era, you don't win some, lose some.
Amen.
You're not sometime up, sometime down.
Amen.
In this new era,
amen,
the age of righteousness, where righteousness starts to reign in you,
amen,
now your immediate subconscious response is that of righteousness.
Amen.
In other words, God's going to give you authority. That authority is going to be released every time.
Amen.
Even when the enemy comes at you in a dream,
amen,
you'll rise up rebuking the devil.
Amen.
You foul devil, get out of my bedroom in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
In your sleep.
Amen. Amen.
The authority to exercise your authority over every adversary.
Amen.
Over every adversary. Nothing binding you, nothing blocking you, nothing hindering you, because you see and because there's a release. Exercise of authority over all adversaries. Tell somebody, I'm about to set the pace. Others are going to follow you. There's a pioneering spirit that's going to rise up in you.
Amen.
Like the woman with the issue of blood. She did something nobody else had ever done. God gave her that. She touched the hem of his garment. She was healed. Then later on, people found out, you know, there was a woman just touched him, got healed. I'm going to do that too. They were touching him, getting healed. Touching, getting healed. As many as touched him, got healed. New pathways in the spirit. Tell somebody, stay open. Stay open to God. Stop being afraid of being deceived.
Amen.
Holy Spirit is going to lead and guide us into all truth.
Amen. Amen.
I said, now we're not ignorant. We don't, you know, we're watchful. We're vigilant. We're diligent. But stop being afraid,
amen,
of being deceived.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not looking to be deceived.
Amen.
I'm looking for God to give me instruction.
Amen.
I'm looking to hear his voice loud and clear. Why? My sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they're not going to follow. If the enemy tempts me that way, whoa, wait a minute. No, that don't sound right. And if I'm questioning it, I'll go to sleep and God give me a dream. No, that's not the way to go. There's a man over in Macedonia. Come on. Stop being afraid of being deceived. That, see, because you sometimes you put the shackles on God because you're afraid. Get rid of fear.
Amen.
Raise your hand to him right now. Raise your hand right where you are. Father, I decree right now, fear, apprehension, terror, anything associated with death and destruction in the realm of darkness, I decree it to be utterly destroyed,
amen,
utterly broken, in Jesus' name. Every prison of fear, I command it to be opened, that every prisoner may go free. In the name of Jesus, from this day forward, no more fear. Even when we make a mistake and have to rebound, we won't fear. Because we know you have grace for us, that you will sustain us, that's part of our training. In Jesus' name, that we'll not become apprehensive. We won't become wavering, doubting, or suspecting. But like children, we will abandon in faith, trusting wholly in our God. If you believe that, give God praise right now. Come on, that's our portion. Come on, give him praise right from your seat. Hallelujah. Come on, it's time for the next level of your achievements. Next level. Stop allowing the enemy or people to cause you to be reluctant. God put something in you. And it's time for him to draw it out of you. The world needs it. Your family needs it. Your brothers and sisters need it. They need you to be at your best. They need you to be operating in your potential. They need you to be speaking truth. They need you to be living right for God. They need you to be letting your light shine.
Amen.
Don't fear, amen, your light.
Amen.
It's easy to put a bushel over it, to blend in.
Amen.
People don't fear that. What that fear we just broke was the fear of your light.
Amen.
Stop fearing if you do all that, then the devil. No, the devil remains under your feet. Long as you don't give him a place, he ain't got no place. Don't give him a place to lay his head. Keep him under the bridge. Amen. All right, so tell somebody, that's broken now. I don't need nobody to lay hands on me. I don't need nobody to come and prophesy 2 hours to me. I don't need to read it 5 different times. I don't need an email. I don't need to read a book about it. I receive it right now. That's mine right now. Somebody say, it's mine right now. No fear here. That's the portal. That's the entry. The enemy, fear. Fear of success,
amen.
Fear of people, fear of words, fear of circumstances, fear of the enemy.
Amen.
When God got you,
amen.
When he promised you,
yes,
all the days of your life and your children's lives,
amen,
and your children's children,
amen,
I've cut a covenant with you.
Amen.
You are my covenant people. Amen. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to give you a covenant of peace and not evil. That word peace has to do with prosperity, meeting your needs. David said, I'm old. I was young. Now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Tell somebody, God ain't forsaken you. He has never forsaken you. When you was all messed up, God didn't forsake you. Amen. When you were in sin, God didn't forsake you. Thank God he had mercy on us when we were sinners. When we were liars, cheaters, fornicators, adulterers, thieves, drunkards. God still had a bead on you. When that devil wanted to take you out, when you were in sin, when you were guilty, when you deserved to die, and the devil said, yeah, he's mine. The Lord said, no. He's in sin, but he's got a future. He's in my book. I knew him before the foundation of the world. He's one that you can't touch. Simon, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you like wheat. He gonna come and he gonna sift you. But I've prayed for you. Yeah, you're all messed up right now. You don't know which way is up, which way is down. You think you got it going on. You in the flesh, but Simon, I prayed for you. Tell somebody, Jesus praying for you. Whatever state you find yourself in, Jesus is praying for you. He is our advocate, our intercessor. God always hears him. He acknowledges us before the Father, before the angels. I pray for you that your faith fail not. Tell somebody, my faith ain't gonna fail. He's praying for me. No matter what you've been through, God has upheld you, held on to you. You still, tell somebody, I'm still here. I got more joy than when I was going through. Come on, somebody say, double for my trouble. We're not getting it less and less, it's more and more. It's not less and less, it's more and more. You got to get that in your mind and your spirit. It's not less and less. Even so, come Lord Jesus, rescue us. No, the Lord says, no, we're here to take over things. We're here to dominate in every domain. All I need is some forerunners. All I need are those that will break out of the pack. All I need is those that will be of a heavenly mindset and not a worldly mindset. All I need are those that will look at heaven's, amen, limitations, not the earth limitations. All I need is those that will exercise spiritual laws. I need somebody that ain't scared. I need somebody that ain't scared that will start that $1 billion business. Amen. That will invent that device that's going to make them millions. That'll be that television host. That radio voice. That entrepreneur. That hotel chain owner. That real estate investor. Help us, Holy Ghost. Somebody that'll break out the crowd. That'll say, I know what you said, but this is what my God says. I know that's the limit you put on me, but this is what God said I can do. So I choose what God says. Amen. That's who he needs. You are his instrument, and you will exercise authority over all adversaries.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.